Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Patrick Williams here. Grew up in a men's city in Durban, down the south coast. Loved it as a kid. Sunshine and the beach was my life. Sort of loved it completely, didn't want to leave. And then at about 17, didn't really know which direction I was going to go in. So I decided to take a bit of inspiration from my brother. He came over one day and he was like, look, just move to Cape Town, live with him, train with him, and do a bit of studying at the same time in terms of studying cooking, which was great. And to be honest with you, it was a big change in my life. Obviously, a Durban boy moving to Cape Town was a bit of a culture change in a way, but it took me a while to get used to it, and then I absolutely loved it, which was lovely. Spent about 10 years there, working with some phenomenal chefs, worked at Lacalong when it was still at the original wine farm, made my way through the ranks and left as a junior sous chef. Then I worked with PJ Vadis at Camford, which was a signature restaurant on South Eliason Wine Farm in Somerset West, and I was there for just shy of, I think, 2.5 years. And I kind of got to a bit of a junction in the road, and PJ was a bit of a mentor, my brother was a mentor, and another good chef friend of mine who now lives in Australia. I was 26 years old, so I needed a bit of guidance, and they were like, look, you know, at the moment, you're on a good trajectory, just keep that going, why don't you move overseas and carry on that journey and learn a lot more, and then in, say, 3-4 years time, come back, and maybe you could head up your own restaurant, or be a head chef, or just see where the road lends you then. So I moved over to the UK, to London, and that was fantastic. Absolutely loved it. Worked with a really good chef called Robin Gill. Taught me a hell of a lot. Really inspiring guy. And shortly after I moved to London, I met my now wife, Amy, who has been a true supporter of me, obviously through all the tough times of working in London, working crazy, silly hours, and the stress and everything like that, and decided maybe we should do something on our own. Amy comes from a bit of a restaurant family, so she understands the dynamic of it all, and she was looking to do something different in her career because she'd come from design career before that, the past, whatever, 10 years it was. Yeah, we ended up deciding, okay, let's do a restaurant. Didn't really know what we were going to do, didn't know what the execution of it was going to be, but we just knew we wanted to do something. What are we going to do? What's going to make it stand out? What's going to be unique about it? And to be honest with you, I've always wanted to do something that had South African influence in it, because for me, it was just very important for me to embrace my South African culture, and especially my Durban culture, and learning a lot about what the food scene was here in London. You know, there was something that was missing. There wasn't really anybody doing it on sort of more of a higher end. Not saying that we're a fine dining restaurant, but something that was a bit more polished and really showcased what South African flavors could be, as opposed to just, you know, your traditional style of cooking, pap and vors, or, you know, lamb chops and tomato relish or something like that. And that's where the idea grew, really. And we sort of took it from there. And, you know, I think we still wanted to ride on that wave of being South African. And I think it took us about a full day of putting our heads together to figure out exactly what we wanted to call it. But we wanted it to be something that was, you think about it and be like, okay, it has to be something South African. And to be honest with you, I've always looked at the kudus, stunning animals, great logo, it's really catchy in terms of the name, and it really just stood out for us. And so we thought, okay, perfect. It's short, it's catchy, and it's easy to remember. So we're like, that's going to be the one. To be honest with you, majority of our kitchen chefs are South African, which is fantastic. A lot of Jersey people, Cape Town, a couple of boys from Durban. So we take a lot of inspiration from where they come from as well, which has definitely helped define what we are as an identity. So I think it's those little things that lend itself to not just being so South African, but has those little touches of familiarity. So if a South African had to come eat at us, they'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, I know what this is, but it's just slightly different. You know, it's not just your box standard. It's just going to be a curry or whatever it is, if that makes sense. You have to throw yourself at it, really. You have to be so interested and energized by the thought of, you know, the food and the serving the guests. You want to see the enjoyment on their face. And there's that pursuit by, you know, always investing in yourself and continuously learning. You know, I think that's something that I've really had to do from when we first opened our first restaurant, Kudu, was you couldn't rest on sort of like just what you knew. You know, you had to continuously almost redevelop yourself in small incremental stages to keep that going. And I think, you know, I have a lot of mentors and a lot of support from a lot of peers and people I look up to that have helped me in that journey. So I think it's about finding those people that you can align your thoughts with and offer that real sage piece of advice when you're really sort of in a bit of a pickle. And I think that's what's really helped me, is to have that real supportive network around you and that determination just to sort of keep improving, keep just pushing yourself along that road so you never stagnate and you never feel like, you know, nothing's really going on. Test yourself a bit. I think that's what I would say.
Stacey and Chase Boo. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.